Well, Catherine, the prospect of a Christmas market in Queen Maeve Square is a great idea. It's a very welcome initiative, and it's an ambition that we all should be working towards. But I'm just not sure if it's financially feasible this year, in circumstances where we might have limited space in the square, and with the huge success story that Sligo on Ice is, with 20,000 people last year, the forecasts for this year are excellent. And that brings a lot of people from all over the northwest into Sligo. I know last year, from two people from Donegal came down, not once but twice. And all these people are spending money in the shops and the restaurants and the takeaways and the petrol stations. And that's badly needed revenue for the Sligo retail and the business community. And also, Catherine, in relation to the markets, I'd make this point, that the closure of the Strandhill People's Market was a devastating blow, not only to Strandhill, but for the people of Sligo. And they had, in my view, a far superior goods and produce that I haven't seen in a lot of the Christmas markets. And I would think and hope that maybe Sligo County Council could assist there with the view to bringing the vendors from Strandhill Market into town, perhaps incorporating this into the Christmas experience. Because I've said before, it is incumbent on us all in politics and the executive of Sligo County Council to do all we can to develop and assist the local economy and the businesses in Sligo, especially the small businesses, to help them thrive and succeed.
And aside from Queen Maeve Square, Councillor McSherry, I'd imagine there's a couple of, more than a couple of different locations, alternative locations for a market, or as you say, to maybe bring back the vendors from Strandhill and set them up elsewhere potentially.
I think that would be great to see, and you're quite right. There is probably other locations available. Queen Maeve Square is something very special, and it's something that everybody worked very, very hard to deliver. And it has massive potential. And I do think the Christmas market concept is one that is welcome. But I'm just not sure it's feasible this year. But it's something that certainly we should look at. And also, as you say, quite correctly, so to bring the vendors and the market, that, like the Strandhill People's Market was excellent. And to bring those back into play, I think would be great for Sligo.